Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Hello and welcome again. I am April, your host and facilitator for the next hour with Across the Veil here on BBS Radio. I'm so excited to be with you, bringing and sharing guidance and wisdom and messages from those who are across the veil and bringing in some insight and maybe making some connections and some contacts for you as we're going through the next hour with the program. Today we're going to be taking calls, as we always do. And I also do have a guest with me today, so we're going to do kind of a variety of things with the program today. And I do want to let you know that the November-December catalog of our classes are out and are available on www.whitewolflearninginstitute.com. You can click in there and get a copy of the catalog. If you have a program that's not compatible with my document format being Word, just give me a quick little email at April@whitewolfapril.com, and we'll be happy to mail that to you. I'm going to kind of cut my introduction short just a teeny bit here, and we'll go back to it because I understand I have a caller already, and we don't want to make her wait. So, caller, this is April. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. My best friend died 5 months ago, and there was problems at the end. And I would like to know why, and was it her idea or was it someone else's?
Okay, say what happened again towards the end.
There was problems at the end.
There were some problems. Okay, with her health or with communication?
Communication.
Okay.
I'd like to know why, and was it her idea or was it someone else's?
It feels like somebody actually put her in a situation where that communication had to be kind of stifled, had to kind of be, it feels like it had an exterior or an external force causing that to happen. So I think your thoughts on that are in the right direction, that it was not something that she did by choice, but it feels like she was put in a position where that had to happen.
Right.
Does that make sense with you?
Yes, it does. Is there a message from her?
And what it feels like on and with that is that the people that did it did not do it maliciously, or those that were kind of controlling that and the things that were happening with that, they did not do it in a malicious manner. They did it more because they felt they were doing what was right and they were in their own pain. I hope that makes sense to you.
Not really.
Okay.
Is there a message? Does she have a message for me?
What I was getting from that connection when you first started talking to me about it was that she is home, that she has arrived home, but that she is spending a lot of time in the healing chambers. That's why for a little bit you would feel her and her presence around you, but right now it feels as though her presence and her your awareness of her around has been a little bit lighter than usual, or even an awareness at all for you right now, because she is in a place of doing some healing, some soul healing, some readjusting. There's something about her needing to make some type of readjusting within her own signature patterns on her arrival home. She's fine. She's well. Everything is on that line. But I'm not hearing her say,
you know, please tell her that, you know, I'm good and everything is fine, because I feel it's more like the angels and the guides that are taking care of her are bringing the message forward to me to share with you that she is in healing chambers, is what they keep giving me, that sentence.
Okay. Thank you.
And that other part, they really want me to make sure that you understand that what was going on when that communication level broke, that what was caused by that, who did it, they were doing it out of, what is the wording I want? They weren't doing it to hurt you. They weren't doing it to hurt the other people that have been cut out of that communication loop. They did what they felt they were doing for the right reasons.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks for your call. Have a great day.
You too.
I'm going to go into a little bit more of the introduction here. I feel bad that we weren't able to make a connection for her, but it feels like they were just really kind of letting me know that sometimes when they're on the other side, they need that quiet time. They need that time of balance, that time of healing. And unfortunately, the communication being low and not being in a positive vibration at the time of her passing, and then to have that happen again, that can be a little bit painful, and I apologize for that. But for some reason, that's where she's at in that position and in that place. And I just send a lot of love and light, and that's what I would recommend to the caller that had called in. Send a lot of love and light and healing to that energy, to yourself, as well as to the soul of this beautiful person that has gone on. And know that you can move forward through the grief of that. And hopefully down the road here again, if you give me a call, you know, down the road a bit, she may be coming forward a little bit more. And she may have some answers, and she may have a little bit more to give you. But right now, not being in that place. And I do feel, I feel a little bit sad for you, but that's okay, because we know we can put love and light and healing into that and move forward and be blessed and know that it's okay. To learn a little bit more about me, you can go on to whitewolfapril.com, and you can find out about some of the products we have for sale. You can find out a little bit of the itinerary of where I'm going to be traveling to coming up this winter. I'm beginning to formulate that. And so the site's going to change quite frequently, and I invite you to go ahead and check that out and go ahead and see what's in there and find out a little bit more about me and my background and some of that type of thing as well. Across the Veil also has a social network that I would love to invite you to join. It's a wonderful place to be able to communicate with others, hear messages, go in and read messages, and maybe receive some kind of answers through that, through messages that may come through there. Maybe I get a couple sentences in an evening to share with someone that may be a message from someone who's across. And in that social network is where I list those, and you'll be able to find it there. And there are others in there who can ask questions as well. And the social network, you don't want to use www or HTTP. You want to just type in acrosstheveil.ning.com. And just go ahead and join up and enjoy the moment. It's a place for us to have fun and a place for us to communicate and to be aware of what's going on, some of the messages, and maybe another person who's on the site may share an insight with you or a bit of information that could help you on things that you're working on as well. And the same thing, you could share something that could be of help to another person. So it's just a great place for that type of thing. If you're unable to get through during the program and you have a question, or you have a question that you feel is a little bit more of a delicate subject and you don't want to call through on the radio, or if you're, like I've had a couple folks who don't want to call because they're in a different country, but you can still send me an email and ask the question. I'll be happy to answer those for you. You can send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. I do offer one-on-one readings. We do one-on-one readings in person. We do them on the phone. We do them on the internet. We like to make communication and connections in the ways that work for you, the ways that we can make those connections for you. And to find out more about that, once again, is by going to whitewolfapril.com and reading about it and checking it out there. And you can catch us here on BBS Radio on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's so much fun. I'm so happy that we're able to be here as much as we are. And check the listing for the local time in your area so you'll know what's going on and the times that we're going to be in your area. I'm excited. I've got a guest with us today. I have a friend who has flown up from Phoenix, Arizona. Her name is Danielle Bright, and she and I have been friends for probably about 5 years, and she's also a student, and she's taking a lot of the classes that we offer here through the center, and she's also a student at the universities, and she's been doing some intensive study work there as well. We're going to talk about that a little bit as we get into the program, but the exciting thing about working with her is, you know, she flew up for this weekend of one of the classes that we offer, and it's the White Wolf Energy Emerging Healing modality that we have designed and put together, and to see how you can make such life changes with people when we work and we go in through the energetic healing, and we go in and we're able to help others release old traumas and release illnesses and bring balance and harmony back into their lives. And that's what we're doing this weekend. And I'm just so thrilled to have her with us. And I asked her if she'd be willing to come in and visit with us on the radio today. And like I said, we are still taking callers, so please feel free to call if you have any questions or if you have anything that has come up or anything like that. You're not going to keep us from visiting here with you on the program. But I want to welcome Danielle.
Hello. How are you guys?
This is her first time getting to be on the radio, and she was a little bit excited as we were getting ready, and we were talking about getting ready over lunch and about all the fun activities that are going on in our lives. And Danielle has a rather large family in Phoenix, and I'm always teasing her about her little brood down there. And she came up and able to do some learning and get a little bit of time that's just for her, some nurturing time for her as well. You've been having fun, haven't you?
I'm excited to be here.
She's not used to Alaska. She came up with the wonderment of, is she going to freeze to death being from Phoenix? And
it's not cold.
Nobody believes me when I tell them we don't have snow yet, and it's not that cold. It's really quite beautiful here right now. And yeah, a little further north of me, it's a little bit colder, and they do have a little bit more. But she's getting to see for herself that we do have sunshine here, and we do have trees, and we do have beautiful weather as well. She was kind of cute. She likes to wear T-shirts and shorts, and she was a little concerned she wouldn't have the proper clothing to bring up with her. And so I told her, don't worry about it, you'll be fine. She was actually in shorts and her T-shirt last evening as we were doing a ceremony and honoring of the earth with a group of friends. And so it's been fun for her to come up and get to see a little bit more of what Alaska's all about.
Being the nice, cool weather.
And what I wanted to ask, I thought I'd ask Danielle a few questions. And she's working on some of... on her traditional schooling, she's working on a degree to help through psychology, through helping those who are victims of sex crimes. And tell us a little bit about what your thought and what your process of that is.
That all started when I realized how many people were out there in their marriages and even teenagers who have become pregnant because they didn't realize they didn't need to feel loved by going out and putting themselves out in a different way. So friends that I have known in marriages, their marriage actually has suffered because a husband didn't know how to react to the wife when she had these certain feelings and wants to perform, and she doesn't because she feels that that's invading her space because she has already been invaded. So it's come to my attention that this is something that really, really needs to be addressed so we can create harmony again in our marriages and not have so much emotional problems with this area.
Bring some balance back to the family.
Bring relationships. So they can enjoy each other.
Excellent, excellent. You were also sharing with me when we were visiting a little bit more about you want to be able to help children.
Yes. I want to be able to go into the junior highs and high school, and I want to speak to the children who have been abused or don't know that they have been abused and be able to just put out there what love is and not need to use your body to make love be a part of your life.
So kind of almost like giving them a verbiage, giving them a voice.
Giving them a voice, because there's nobody out there doing that. And the pregnancy rate has gotten out of hand for teenagers, and they thought love is sex, and love is not sex. It's something that goes great with love, but it's not meant to supplement.
Mm-hmm. It's the beauty of the union.
Right.
And that type of thing. Excellent. That's going to be a really wonderful therapy that you're going to actually be able to develop into. And the beauty of this is, as Danielle's developing on her traditional schooling, she's also expanding on her other schooling, which is coming up and learning the White Wolf Energy Emerging Healing Modality and learning about development, intuitive development, and all of that type of thing, because that can help you in another manner, on another level.
Yes, it can. It can help people to open up better, because they may not want to speak about it, and then you can learn how to go about it different ways, and you can feel it with them and your intuitive skills, and be able to ease up or go further in, or whatever they need. As a psychologist, you may not notice, but as an intuitive person who's developed their skills, is going to be able to go around different ways.
With some of the classes you've taken through us, it's been really fun, because Danielle is one of the students, except for this particular weekend, who has been doing most of her classes through the internet. She's been actually coming in through technology, which I've learned so much about, and I just, it just amazes me how we're able to reach out and help people across the world. And it's been fun, because she's come up here with a group of folks that she's gotten to know through that, and
mm-hmm.
being able to do that. And it's like family. It's not like she's in a room full of strange people, because she's been able to make that connection. What do you think about being able to do this type of schooling through the internet?
I think it's absolutely something that everybody should do if they can't make it to a class. Like myself, I do have a large family, and I just can't get away in all that time. And being able to do it over the internet gives me the ability to have myself and have the things that I want to do and not be away and not need to take away from my family and take just that hour or 2 hours or whatever it is and still experience the wonderful things that are offered in the classes.
Great. It's fun, because everybody here they always get to check the, what's it like in Phoenix, or
mm-hmm.
what's going on there, or what's happening here and there. And it's really a nice intercommunication and an inner way of being able to get the education at a distance. And that's why we worked so hard at finding a way to take the things that we use at the school and expanding it to open that ability up. And the wonderful thing with Danielle, she's been a great asset in that manner, as she has helped us be able to fine-tune and be able to figure out, you know, little niches here and little glitches there. How do we fix them, and how
mm-hmm.
do we work with them? And I mentioned earlier, I had met Danielle probably about 5 years ago. We both were doing some traditional schooling together. I'm in the health psychology end of it, and she's in the other end of the psychology, helping on a different level. And so we were doing a couple classes together, and that's how we had met. And through our meeting, I was invited to go to Phoenix a year ago and spend some time down there and really get to know some people in the community and some of the things that were happening down there. And we've come to the conclusion that our center here that's in Alaska needs a sister. And that sister center we're hoping to open in Phoenix. And so those of you from that area of the world, we're going to be expanding. We're going to be able to do some teleclasses, and we're going to be able to travel and have being able to go back and forth. And I'll be in areas doing things down there as well as being up here in Alaska. And some of the other places that I travel to anyhow and do work and do some healing sessions or do classes or do open forum readings like we do here on the radio. We're really excited about that center, that we're in the process of beginning to formulate. We're still in the very beginning phases, folks, and we're really excited we're going to be able to bring that to expansion. We're going to be able to bring that in and bring in some of the different things like we offer here. If you've ever gone into my website, howlingdownthemoon.com or .net, either one, it goes into either one, you can see a lot of the services that we offer here. We're going to be able to transfer some of those down there as well and find therapists in that area that can help fill some of those niches and some of those things down there. But the classes, that's what's really going to be exciting. And my ability to come down and be able to hang out with the folks down there and doing some work through that. So that's even something exciting that we're working on as well.
Yes.
And seeing the need in the area of being able to expand and the beauty of that as well.
And to help as many people as we possibly can and get it out there that there is help.
That's the big thing, realizing that there's people there to help, that there is help, there is hope, there is a light at the end of that tunnel. Because sometimes we'll get into a tunnel and feel like, wow, how do I get out? Where's the answer? Where's the solution? And thankfully, sometimes our guides and the masters will give us those answers and will show us things that we can share, but also know that there's other people that have gifts and talents and skills to be able to help facilitate them get to that point. And with that said, we were talking earlier a little bit more about you, Danielle, in that how long ago did you realize your intuitive skills and your intuitive abilities?
When I was about 6 years old, I knew I had intuitive abilities. However, I quashed them because I was terrified. I didn't have anybody to teach me. I didn't know. And then, of course, through traditional churches and stuff, I was told that that's wrong and I need to, you know, get help for that. And eventually I ended up just completely blocking it out. I would have visions. And one time I had a vision of a grandfather dying, and I knew I saw the whole thing, and I was terrified. And I just decided that that wasn't acceptable, and I left it behind. So now, about 3 years ago, I decided it was time to bring it back up.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. So from age 6 to where you're at now, you basically were working with knowing that you had these wonderful skills and these wonderful abilities, and yet there was such a fear that it crippled your...
Right, because I didn't know. I didn't know what it was. So if you don't know... That knowledge is power. The use of knowledge is power, and being able to bring that back has been just incredible, because it's been a long journey, because it was very difficult to accept what I could do and to trust what I can do. And then one day I was just driving down the road when April was out by my house, and I said, I'm privileged. I am privileged to know that I can do this. I need to get back on my horse and just believe in myself, and I haven't stopped since. I'm, you know, just running as fast as I can and taking all the classes I can, and just every time I have a question, I email or I try and find the answer, and it's been a wonderful trip. It's great.
It was kind of interesting when we met through the schooling. I don't necessarily answer all of the questions exactly how the textbook would want me to answer them, because I tend to see it more through some of the intuitive aspects and through some of the things that maybe a guide is showing me, or I'm getting shown that maybe that wasn't quite how it happened type of thing. And we were doing some work together in one of the classes, and I get an email from her one evening, and she says, "I think I need to talk to you." It was that awakening. It was that time when it was her time, when it was
right.
Your time to come forward. And what do you think is one of your stronger intuitive skills?
Oh, wow. Definitely the ability to heal people, knowing that I need to heal people. That's probably my strongest point, is I can be in an area with somebody and I just am drawn because I know that they need healing.
So what kind of healing?
Any kind of healing. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes they just need to know that there's people out there to talk to. So there's just a whole bunch of healing out there that needs to be done. Even healing with the earth is a huge thing that needs to be done. So all of these different types of healing are things that I'm working on getting better at and stronger with, and getting other people out there to know that these are things that we as a group, as a community, need to get together and help. So.
Okay. And that's one of the questions I was going to ask you is, working with that healing work and working with that ability, it was kind of fun when I met Danielle and I first would talk to her. She would talk about how hot she was. Her body temperature always really hot, running on a hot vibration and that type of thing. And that to me was a sign that, oh, we may have a healer here on our hands, so to speak.
Yeah.
And working with that and when we were visiting, we were able to take and begin to channel that energy. We were begin to open that up and help you with working with some clients and doing some work. And so Danielle is doing that type of work in Phoenix, as well as some of her other work that she's working on as well. But she has begun being able to help others. And when she returns after this weekend, she'll actually return as a certified White Wolf Energy Emerging Healer, and she'll have that certification to work with, and she'll be able to be offering that in the community as a training from being here. But it was really fun to watch that change.
It was a great change.
It was just to, after spending time with her working on classes while I was down there and then establishing the internet connections and
mm-hmm.
how we would do that and being able to put that together so she could continue to learn so that she could start developing her skills and developing
right.
her abilities. And then one of the classes that I teach is intuitive development, and we talk about all of the clairs, the clairvoyance, the clairessence, the clairsentience, Clairaudience, what are some of those other ones that are in there? We talk about all of that and those type of skills and those type of abilities and how we actually are using them every day.
Yes.
And we just aren't aware of the fact we're using them. That, you know, sometimes when you go to pick up something even in the market and you pick it up and it's like, nope, this isn't what I'm supposed to have. That's using an intuitive ability.
Right.
And I know Danielle has a large family, like we've mentioned. What have you noticed with your own kids?
Oh. Well, you can tell when they're moody. You can definitely tell when they're moody. You can tell when they're not feeling good. And one of the things that they really dislike is the fact that I can tell when they're lying.
Uh-huh.
And that if they're sick and they're just playing in or, you know, those different things. It's helped a lot in all aspects of my life, because with healing abilities, I can actually help transfer the energy in a different way so that they're not feeling upset or they're not having hurt feelings from some bully at school or something like that. So we can transfer the energy and make it more of a passive, workable energy for them.
Right. And also, what you were talking to me a little bit about, sometimes you can help your relationship, knowing
yes.
that's your future career, is to help bring some balance and harmony into homes and into relationships, but even with using your intuitive abilities, it can help with relationships. And,
yes.
for example, you had come up with some things you were sharing with me. If you don't mind sharing.
No, I don't mind sharing. My husband, of course, he doesn't know, or he's kind of on the fence about what can really be done, and he enjoys massages, of course, like most people do. So I just had him lay down, and I gave him a massage. And in doing that, I was also aligning his body and giving him healing energy and giving him the ability to relax, because he does have a very stressful job. He takes care of a very, very large family financially, and he also has a very, very stressful career. So I gave him that balance, and giving him that balance, it also gave me a lot. It gave me the ability to have a relaxful night. It gave me the ability to have him wake up in the morning cheerful, and when he came home, it actually, that buzz for him lasted an entire week. It was just wonderful. He felt so good, and I just decided, you know, hey, maybe that's the way to get things here.
And
so it helped.
It really does. And then there's other ways you can help with the situation, like maybe you get a message from them before they're heading home and you know they've had a really, really hard day.
Exactly.
Or they've been really hit with some stressful stuff that's come in. So what you can do in your own space, and I'm sharing this with you as listeners because this is not just for those who want to be doing this as a practice and
right.
as a form of making money or as a form of a career, which it can be, but realizing that we all have intuitive skills. We all have intuitive abilities. There's not any one person out there that does not have abilities. It's what's been programmed into our believing. It's what's been programmed into our awareness, whether it be a fear or whether it be, and when we are working in our homes and we're doing work within our homes, and for example, if you know, say you get a message for your from your husband, I remember there would be times when I could tell when he would be coming home that
right.
he'd had a bad day.
Yeah.
And you know, I in turn could adjust the energy in our living space and bring in a more peaceful environment. I could bring in a more calming environment. And knowing how to adjust that and how to correct that
right.
can actually help them heal just by being in the environment.
Right. Kind of like putting something at your doorway where when they walk in, they're relieved of all that pressure from the day, and then they can feel good and comfortable at home and re-energize.
And know that home's their castle.
Right.
Home's their place to go home and relax and recharge. And that's a lot of the beauty of being able to do some of the work that we do.
Exactly.
Not just the messages that we share when I'm on with Across the Veil and the messages from the angels and the guides and from those that are on the other side, but also what we can do to help improve the atmosphere around us.
Right.
The things that we can do to help make it feel safe for our kids to be home.
Exactly.
Our spouses, when they come home, if we have a spouse that can, you know, come home and feel decompressed and feel safe and loved in that environment. Do we always have to feel up to that? No. But it's something that as we learn to do that and we learn to work with that and we learn to begin to make that a reality in our space, it's possible. I know there's some people when I'm talking to them on the program or when people will email or call, they'll be like, but how can that be possible? What would be a word of advice you could give to them that would help them realize that, you know, you don't have to have a radio program, you don't have to have books published, you don't have to have a TV program that's named after you, or you don't have to any of those things, but you can make such a huge change and such a huge difference in your own world. What would be an advice that you would give somebody?
If you can imagine it, it can happen. And that's pretty much what I live by. People tell me all the time that patience is a virtue. I make things happen because I visualize it and boom, I want it to happen, I make it happen. So you guys can make it happen as well. Even if you don't have a spouse, if you just want to set up the environment so that your children come home from school and they have a safe place to be, or you just want to come home from work and feel comfortable in your own space, you can do it on your own as well for yourself.
You can do it in your own work environment.
Yeah, you can do it in your work environment.
I have a couple of clients who, when they work in corporate USA, and those environments can be pretty toxic.
Yes.
And they can be pretty hard on your systems. And just by bringing in some intuitive abilities to
right.
know, oh, I better steer clear of that person today, or maybe I need to send that person some love, light, and healing, or that type of thing, and not because we're invading their space, but we're just making the opportunity for them to receive it.
Right.
If they want it, it's there for them, and be able to move forward with that. And like we were talking about, helping make that safe atmosphere, make that safe place for ourselves even,
mm-hmm.
a place where we can feel comfortable, a place where we can know that we've got our connection with our divine source.
Yes.
We've got our connection with those who that may want to communicate with us, our guides. And there's people who have asked me, Danielle, and I know that that's one of the journeys you and I have been working on a little bit, of connecting with spirit guides, connecting mm-hmm. with teachers that are coming in from the other side. And I know when we first would work a little bit, she would ask me questions, and it's been really beautiful to watch her evolve and move into beginning to do that work with her, one of her older children, her oldest daughter, on helping develop that and with herself. So if you had a listener on the program that maybe had called and said, well, everything you're saying is great and dandy and, you know, it's good for some, but maybe not for me, or I don't know how I could visualize it and make it happen. Okay, I know I'm kind of putting a whole bunch in the basket here for you to kind of build on, but then she's in schooling mode all day here. I'm in teacher mode all day, too. So what would you share as enlightenment of something somebody could do?
As in, you know, like a child or just anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody? Well, that's kind of a hard one because my entire family is gifted, so I just see them as being that way. They don't. They just do. That's a hard question. I don't know exactly how to answer that.
Okay. Let me maybe make it a little bit easier for you. If, for example, you've had a couple clients that have come to visit with you, and you're helping them to become aware of who they are.
Oh, okay.
Let's go from that angle.
Yeah. For one, you need to stop discounting yourself because that's a huge thing. Everybody thinks, oh, well, that's just my imagination. It's not just your imagination. Remember that everything is there for a reason, and that's how our guides sometimes talk to us, is through our inner voice on the inside. And sometimes you have a conversation with your guide and you don't even know it because it's them communicating with you, and it's your thoughts, but it's not really your thoughts. You wouldn't have been thinking about that in the first place, so how did that even get there? So that, don't discount yourself. Trust yourself. And that would be my biggest thing I would tell somebody. Trust yourself. Know that what you're thinking is there for a reason.
And trust is huge. A lot of us have so many trust issues, from things that have happened when we were younger to things when we've gone into employment. I was speaking with a woman the other day. She was concerned about her career level and where she was going in her career, and the message from them was, don't discount yourself. Know that you're going to have to work for it, and know that you're going to have to put that effort in there, but also know that as you're doing that, that you can.
Yes, you can. Anybody can. Everybody has the gift.
It's right there. It's like sitting right in front of us.
We've all been in the same spot.
And you know, that's the truth. That's something people don't realize a lot of times. And I've had people who've asked me that on programs or when they've come in for sessions. I feel like I'm the only person. I feel like I'm the only one who's ever been there. Or, or there's others out there who have that happen. Or this, that, and the other thing. And understanding that it's something we all have, and it's number one, we all have the skills, we all have the abilities. It's like I said earlier, it's that programming that kind of pushes it away, or the fear tactics that are used to push it away from us.
Right, I'm very careful about not doing that with my children, even my baby. I'm very, very careful about not discounting what his thoughts are or what he's telling me, even though he's little and there are imagination things that go on with it, even my 6-year-old. But You have to realize that what they're seeing in their mind is real. So you have to let them know that it's okay to have an imagination, and it's okay to have those thoughts. This is what you do.
Where do you go with it from there? And it's exciting too. We have another gal that's taking the class with her today. That's kind of fun. We were teasing her as we were eating lunch. She had to go in the bedroom while we were on the radio. She couldn't come and play. And we were kind of teasing her, but when she got here, she was talking about a dream that her son has and how he keeps feeling like he's running away from monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was talking about it, the awareness of it came forward to all of us as we were sitting here. And when you're working with dreams and working with some of the understanding of dreams and how dreams function,
right,
the question I had for her is, what is he running away from? What is his monster? Can we find those monsters, and can we help work through those monsters? And as we work through those monsters, we let them know and let them develop and trust that they have the skills within themselves to turn around, look that monster in the face, and say, wait a minute, I don't have to run from you anymore.
Right. It's the fear.
And think about that as adults. How many nights have we as adults had those kind of dreams and have no knowledge that all we have to turn around and look at that monster and say, okay, I see this monster, I acknowledge this monster, I trust myself to know that I have the skills and the ability to deal with this.
And not let fear be in their space.
Exactly, and like with some of the therapy work that you and I both do with clients, of helping people realize that in harmony and balance, those fears, those issues that we have to face in life, they are reality, but when we don't give them a voice of fear, and we give them the voice of that love, and I know I talk about that a lot in the program.
Love is important.
And they bring that out a lot through when they share group messages for those that are listening, that love, that unconditional love, that love that just flows so much from within ourselves. And when we're working with our children and we're trying to help them, or we're working with coworkers, if we can express the way of understanding through that unconditional love rather than that immediate, I always call it throwing up our words on people. If we can get beyond that point of just love, all those words out there, but rather move through it in love, we can really help them make a change. We can really help them feel their own strength. And as those who call on the program and wanting some insight or looking for some insight, and I have people that I call and will seek out answers for, too, in my situations, because it's hard to necessarily sometimes read for yourself.
Right.
And when we can have those tools in our hands, and we can have those abilities in our hands, and we can help build that self-confidence, we can help build that self-esteem and that trust level, that is so important. And we can do that within our own spaces as well.
Right. And that trust is being so important. It's so hard for us sometimes to think about how to do that, how to remove all of that stuff from our space and to begin to trust ourselves. But the biggest thing I would think is to trust and then remove fear, because fear doesn't have a place for us. And through unconditional love, there isn't a place for fear.
I was going to ask you, what would you consider the complete opposite of fear?
Unconditional love. Yeah, you can't, having that unconditional love, you fear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk into a place and you just have unconditional love for yourself, for others, and you don't fear what's going to happen next. If things happen and they come up, you deal with them, and then you move on. You don't dwell in it or fear what's going to come next. You just deal with it and move on.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a lot easier said than done.
Yes.
It is because of the reality of life.
It is.
Because of the many things that are out there and the many patterns that we will face and the many circumstances that we will face. And a lot of times we're really let down by things. And I feel like our first caller this morning, or this afternoon here, in her question, I feel like she feels let down.
She wanted an answer. And that's hard.
And it's hard. And when a person passes and that answer's not there.
Right.
That's really hard to, until you can find that answer, you just kind of feel like you're, I don't want to use the word wallowing, but that's the best word that's coming to my mind. We sometimes feel like we're really wallowing and we're really seeking, and I feel so blessed and I feel so honored that they've chosen to let me help bring that message forward.
Yeah.
And like with you, Danielle, they've chosen to let you bring that message forward. And encouraging people and helping people.
Right.
And I think that's where we all kind of need to step in that role to start feeling better ourselves as we start helping others. And as we start being able to carry and facilitate bringing that message of love, bringing that message of hope, bringing in balance and harmony into the reality of time and space.
Right.
those are really, really important key factors and mm-hmm. key things that are happening. And as we're starting to get near the time in the clock where I know we're going to be wrapping the program up, I know we've got a little bit longer, but I just kind of want to wrap up the conversation here Danielle and I are having about this, to realize that we're here as facilitators. We're
right.
here to help. We're here to encourage and to bring those messages forward as we're led to do so. I know Danielle doesn't necessarily bring messages forward or do things quite the same way I do, but she has her blessing areas too.
Yes.
She has her ways of working and doing things, and that's the beauty of each individual.
Right. We can all do different things and help in different areas. It would be very bland if we all did the same thing.
It's like I often will tell people, you know, there's a chance that maybe I'm not the person that's perfect to give you the answer, but, you know, here's two or three other people that you could check with and see if you can find those answers too. But the big thing I find that I really think is important is integrity.
Yes.
And I think when we begin to trust and we begin to understand who we are and where we're going, we need to carry a level of integrity of that love.
Right.
It's one thing to say it, but it's the integrity of having it. And
I agree.
And sharing that and feeling that as we're working within those levels and within that layer. And that's one of the things I appreciate with Danielle as I've worked with her and as she's taken some of the class and as she's grown and as she's begun to trust some of the things going on in her life. And her and I, as we were talking about earlier, are planning on opening a sister facility down in the Arizona areas
yeah.
and possibly in the Phoenix area. We're still just all, that's all still so formulated.
Right.
But knowing that we have that privilege.
Yes.
We have that.
The ability to help others.
To help others, to be there for others, to bring that message of love and that message of hope and that sometimes that kiss of an angel.
Yes.
On our cheek that can say, it's okay, what you've been through, and I'm really feeling this as a message for somebody that's listening to the program. I don't know if you're feeling it as well as I am.
Yeah, I have been feeling that somebody needs to hear that.
That there
yeah.
is someone that they really need to know that they've got the kiss of an angel on their cheek. And I'm almost wondering if this is not a message that they're sharing forward with our caller that we had earlier on in the program, that the person that she is wondering if they have a message for her, that the vibration hasn't been quite able to come through to bring in a message, to be able to communicate in a verbalization way right now.
Right.
But I feel like what she's saying, and I'm hoping that she's still listening to the program, is that she brings in a kiss of love on the wings of an angel, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That. And there's somebody else out there, too, as well. There's some people out there who are really feeling like life's really kind of dealt
yes.
them a hand of just downright crud.
Yeah,
and
especially in these times right now, we're seeing a lot of people like that.
And what they're trying to share and they're trying to show during the program here today, and as Danielle and I have been visiting and helping bring an awareness that no matter who you are, no matter what you're at, you can make a change in your life.
Yes.
And you can begin to understand who you are. You can begin to understand your gifts. But you can also know that as you're moving forward, that there are those out there who love us
and
want
help us
to bring messages forward. Help us, like
yeah.
you were saying. And the communication of when a loved one does pass.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some spouses who have come in and have just felt so. And I'm really feeling that again as it's coming forward, as we're sitting here visiting here towards the end of the program, that there are some spouses who are on the other side who were a bit of sinkers when they were in their physical form, and they didn't necessarily conduct themselves in a manner that they'd want to sit back and be proud of. And they're coming through that integrity. They're coming through with that message of, I'm so sorry. If I only would have been aware, if I only would have known there what I know here type of thing.
Right.
And they're trying to express that love, and they're trying to express that hope to people that there is hope, there is love, that even though they've passed and even though they're on the other side, they're still right here.
Mm-hmm.
They are still.
And we can still send them love.
They are still so right here.
Yes, they are.
As the room fills up.
Yeah.
the energy has just been building in the room as we've been talking. But realize they're there. And that maybe if we're not hearing a message, that they're still right there. We can know that they're right there. We can feel that comfort of them being right there. I know that, Danielle, with your first child, you actually had a twin that passed. And it was an absolute beautiful moment when we were doing an open forum and the twin came in and began talking to his sister.
We have a lot of families, a lot of children in my family, but my oldest biological daughter, she had a twin, and she's very connected to him now. And he asked her to name him, and she did, and they talk all the time, and he helps her, and she knows when he's sitting next to her, and when she has a bad day, she has that connection, that bond with her twin, even though he's on the other side, she still is right there with them.
And that's kind of the beauty of this.
That
can realize that and know that even though they've gone on the other side, and even though they're not physically here, we can still talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
We can still listen.
You can hear messages. They send you stuff, all kinds of stuff.
Finding gifts and trinkets around and things moved and stuff like that are some of the exciting things.
They read books together.
Very interesting.
Yes,
very
they
nice.
Read books together.
It was really exciting because I had no idea that she had had a twin.
Yeah.
And on that day that came through, and after we got done with the reading and we were talking and she was sharing that with me that, you know, when he came through that that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It was a healing moment for her as well. It was very much a healing moment for her.
Very interesting. And that can be the way it is. If we realize that they're just right there and we can talk to them, and that would be something I would also recommend to the gal who had called earlier, is, you know, you feel like that communication level had disconnected itself in the latter part of this person's life, communicate with them now.
Yes.
Don't shut that communication out on your end.
Mm-hmm.
Allow that communication to still go on. And if you want to express, you know, I feel like something happened and I feel like you let me down or those type of things, it's okay to talk to them about that.
Yes.
It's okay to express those feelings. It's okay to communicate that because it's going to help begin your healing process.
Exactly.
It's going to help you move through the grief process because as you're holding that within, you're keeping yourself from feeling
right.
and fulfilling that process that we normally naturally will go through when we're grieving.
Yeah, it's heavy.
And grief can be a heavy, but we also have to look at it as very beautiful and the healing aspect of it as well.
The healing aspect, definitely.
I know that there's times when we've had people pass and we'll sit back and we'll look for signs, we'll look for symptoms, we'll look for things that maybe they left us a message or where did I miss it here or why did that happen or so-and-so told me I was going to be in their will and I'm not and those type of things. And a lot of times we'll take that to heart and we'll stop our own grief healing because we'll plug it up.
Right.
It's like putting a stopper on that drain, and every time we have one of those feelings, we've allowed a drop to fill that tub. And rather than moving through that and allowing ourselves to heal, and if you don't make a connection or a communication with somebody such as myself on a program like this where we can make those connections for you or bring in that, those tubs keep it pretty full.
Yes.
It's a lot of baggage that can become a part of, and it'll oftentimes create some bitterness and resentments with folks. And that's one of the things that I think is sad when we sit back and we look at people and we're trying to help them bring harmony and balance into their lives, that until we learn that we can communicate with them, until we learn that we can actually say goodbye and know that they hear us.
Even if you weren't there.
Yep. And, you know, express those moments of frustration with them, but do it in love.
Yes.
That is the big key, is do it in love. When we can look at what has happened and look at it through the window of love, we're able to heal it. We're able to bring it further forward and keep the healing going on.
Right.
And I've had people who have said to me, how can I forgive somebody for doing something like that to me? I know you and I both have been in situations in our lives where we would have every right to sit back and look at it and say, I'm not going to forgive that person. I'm not going to forget what that person did. But when you look at it through the window of unconditional love, that's when we can move forward.
Right.
That's when we can begin to understand our own beginning to the healing of our life and healing of our grief.
And it's a blessing when it comes.
It sure is. Well, I see according to the radio here, it's getting to be time to wrap up, and I have so enjoyed having Danielle with me today. I'm enjoying having her here with me this weekend.
I am just excited to be here. She's on the show. It's all fun.
As we're doing class, she looks up and she goes, I'm in Alaska. It was really fun. But we really have enjoyed being on the program and sharing some of our own information. And do start watching, because I will be coming down into the lower 48 in February and start a little bit of a healing circuit. I'm going to be in a few different places doing some readings, doing some open forums, classes,
healing work,
and all that fun stuff. So
Thank you so much for having me here.
I have
enjoyed it.
And I want to tell the listeners that thank you for tuning in today. And as you go through the rest of your weekend here, and have a fabulous, just a glorious weekend. And we'll see you again come on the first of the week. And until then, Danielle and I both want to send you the prayer and the blessing of may your time be blessed with love, light, and healing.